In April 1865, the Union won the Civil War. For the next dozen years, the country both rebuilt infrastructure that had been destroyed in battle and reformulated American society. Historians call that era Reconstruction. Though Lincoln was dead, his Republican Party remained in power and worked to integrate 4 million newly freed Americans into the body politic. The nation ratified the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery. The 14th granted formerly enslaved people citizenship. By 1870, when the 15th Amendment became law, all male citizens, regardless of race, were granted the right to vote. The federal government stationed troops in the South in an attempt to assure that the newly freed men could exercise their right to vote and run for office. The United States of America seemed about to fulfill the founders' great promise of equality for all men. Black men were winning national, state, and local elections, many of them in the South. But there was a growing backlash, too, led by the newly founded Ku Klux Klan and Southern Democrats. This rise in white supremacist sentiment would soon reverse the tide that raised black hopes. White people, frustrated with the elevated status of black Americans, began undoing the freedoms so recently granted their fellow citizens. The watershed moment came when no clear winner could be declared in the presidential election of November 1876. Disputed results in a number of states meant neither Samuel J. Tilden, the Democratic candidate, nor Rutherford B. Hayes, the Republican, gained a majority in the Electoral College. After months of behind-the-scenes wrangling, Hayes emerged as the winner. Only after making a bargain with the devil. In the so-called Compromise of 1877, he got the electoral votes he needed from South Carolina, Louisiana, and Florida by agreeing to return the power to define race relations to the states. The deal brought the Reconstruction era to an abrupt and painful end as white supremacists swooped in to fill the political vacuum. In the years that followed, legislatures in the South were free to pass laws requiring separation of the races in public accommodations, schools, theaters, and transportation. In many places, interracial marriage was forbidden. With black citizens increasingly deprived of voting rights across the South, the number of black men holding elective office rapidly dwindled.